Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I was speaking with a movie producer recently, and he was wondering, why do I interview directors? Why are they called the filmmakers, not the producers? They're the ones who really make the film happen, he says. So I said, director puts his personal stamp on a movie, but when you think about it, he's right. It takes a veritable movie village to make a film that works. It's never just a one-man show, a one-person show. Ensemble pieces need great actors who can work well together. And you have to have a screenwriter. That's the one who makes the story. It's crucial. Never mind the necessities of music, wardrobe, hair, makeup, lighting, sound mixing. So this week I'm talking about group efforts to get things done and the troubles they face. There's a film from India about Bollywood that has four directors, a gentle drama from Japan about a man who wants to collect every single word ever spoken, and a passionate romance from Belgium about a couple trying to stay in love as they raise a child. Bombay Talkies, directed by Zoya Akhtar, Dibakar Banerjee, Karan Johar, and Anurag Kashyap. Please excuse my pronunciation. So what's the biggest center in the world for film production? Wrong, it's Bollywood, not Hollywood, and it's 100 years old now. So they created this tribute to Bollywood, which also opened the Toronto Real Asian Film Festival with its first South Asian feature. There's actually four complete short films, all of which touch on the same theme, Bollywood. One follows a gay man who discovers his female boss's handsome husband shares his passion for old Bollywood singers. But do they share something else too? The second one's about a little boy who wants to dance. Then there's a dad who fails at everything he tries, from trying to make it as an actor to trying to get rich quick selling emus. But fortune smiles on him when he's pulled onto a set to play a part in a film. And finally, there's a man sent by his dad on a holy pilgrimage from a small town to Bombay. His mission? To get a specific movie god to take a bite of his mother's famous sweet. Just a bite, but it's easier said than done. So all four were very different, but all cute. I like this. They're followed by a song and dance starring the biggest names and faces in Bollywood. I know they're big because the audience was gasping and laughing and clapping and cheering as they peered one by one. But me, I only recognized one or two of the whole bunch of them. What's most interesting is that this Bollywood tribute to itself chose Western-style movie structures to celebrate it. You could see the actors dying to jump up and sing and dance and be passionate whenever there was a dramatic pause, but they couldn't, because of the nature of the film. But it kept the melodrama, the humor, and the acting, and occasional overacting to my Western eyes, distinctive of this genre. Good intro to Bollywood for those like me, not exactly in the know. The Great Passage, directed by Ishi Yuya. It's the 1990s, and the editor at a major Japanese publishing house wants to produce a new kind of Japanese dictionary, one that includes all the words, including ones that they hear on the street, slang, contractions, new terms just catching on. So it's a huge, all-encompassing project that they think will take more than 20, maybe 30 years long to complete, and it may not make any money in those troubled economic times. So big venture, not much luck at finishing it. Then, out of nowhere, the editor steps down. So the search is on for a new editor, someone young enough to follow it through before they die, but with a true love of words. They ultimately choose a shy, non-communicative young nerd from the sales department who's an awful, dreadful salesman, but a good traditionalist when it comes to words, definition, and precision. Even his name, Majime, means serious and diligent, hardworking in Japanese. But his personal and home life is dismal. Majime, played by Matsuda Ryuhei, never talks to women. Actually, he never talks to anyone except his elderly landlady and his cat named Tora. Then he meets his pretty neighbor Kaguya, played by Miyazaki Aoi, a young woman training as a sushi chef, who is as expressive in speaking as she is with a knife. Will a painful courtship lead to true love? So this film watches him bloom, even though the dictionary called The Great Passage, Daidokai, passes through its own great passage. Comes to life from index cards to piles of manuscripts. They proofread 5 times, but will it ever be published on paper in a country turning digital? So The Great Passage is an odd little movie about a huge multi-generational project and the ordinary but very quirky people who make it happen. I love its attention to words, sounds, and details. Although the structure is basically just like any other movie about a group trying to do something big, despite the odds, it's nice to see it's not about a baseball game or putting on a play for once. Broken Circle Breakdown, directed by Felix van Groningen. It's Bush-era Belgium. Didier and Elise are lovers, played by Johan Heldenberg and Verla Batens. She's a tattoo artist, petite with blonde hair and symbolic images all over her body. They used to be pictures associated with her ex-lovers, but when she breaks up, she redraws the images into something new. He is a burly fellow with crooked teeth and a huge beard. He sings and plays the banjo in a bluegrass band filled with other bearded Flemish cowboys, and Elise sings there too. So their country life centers on music, their friends, and great sex. Passionate sex, angry sex, comfort sex, makeup sex. They show it all. This also brings them, the sex at least, brings them an adorable little girl named Maybelle. She likes TV, girl superheroes, dancing and running around, and Maybelle sees a bird die when it crashes into their glass veranda. So she's all upset by the unfairness of it all. Didier thinks it's part of the long process of evolution. Birds as a species have to learn about clear glass and adapt to it. Elise, on the other hand, thinks problems should be changed by fixing and making past mistakes better. So she takes a picture of a hawk and pastes it on the glass. She's the kind of woman who sees omens and signs when birds appear. So are they permanently separated in their trains of thought? Then Maybelle develops leukemia, and she has to undergo radical chemo with low chance of survival. Okay, so this sounds like turns into a mainstream sick girl concerned parents movie, but it's not that kind of movie at all. The plot is done cut-up style, flashbacks, flash-forwards all pasted back together, jumping back and forth seamlessly between ordinary life and trauma, the happy, the sad. And the story is subtly narrated by songs from a sort of a bearded Greek chorus. That's the other singers, the Bluegrass Club. They keep playing their music at key parts. It touches on death, religion, music, God, politics, and it's punctuated by extended musical and a cappella sequences. Broken Circle Breakdown is a passionate and moving drama. I really like this one. You should check it out. The Great Passage and Bombay Talkies are both playing at the Real Asian Film Festival. That's realasian.com. And Broken Circle Breakdown is at Rendezvous with Madness and is opening at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto. Go to tiff.net for details. Also opening soon is Ekran, Toronto's Polish Film Festival, and Monsters and Martians Festival. And check out another passionate and highly explicit 3-hour-long sexual romance called Blue is the Warmest Color, also opening today. I spoke about this love story during TIFF in August, and it's about 2 young women in love. Rendezvous with Madness starts Monday, and I'll be moderating a panel discussion there next Thursday about a French film called Nuts. You can check that out. This is Daniel Garber with the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.